You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hello, everyone. I'm Allison Futter from MLB.com, and I'm here with my good friend Mark Bowman, who covers the Braves for MLB.com and is on top of every single thing that this team has been doing. A lot of very cool stuff going on, Mark, with the Braves. But the first thing, I laughed because this is our first podcast together, and of course, Chipper Jones news comes out. And as you know, he's one of my favorite players. So Chipper is, and I guess I've been kind of waiting for this for a while, but he is now a special assistant with the Braves in an advisory role. He's been out of the game for, I guess, about 3 years. He retired, and so this is pretty fitting. Usually players get a little antsy within the first couple of years of not playing, and so I guess this is a pretty good time for him to rejoin the organization.
Yeah, this is you know, like you said, I think it was expected, and in some ways, he'll continue to do some of the things he's been doing the last few years. Now he'll just do it. He'll be getting paid and be doing it in an official capacity. I think we'll see him a little bit in spring training. He'll talk hitting with some of the young guys. There's some John Coppolello, the general manager, said he may even come in and talk to the scouts, look at some of the draft prospects. Leading into the draft there in June, and he'll always be available to talk to, Coffey, John Hart, Freddie Gonzalez, which he's done over the years. You know, Chipper was a great talent. You know, he had great, you know, his physical skills were on display every day for everyone to see. But he's a very intelligent guy, sees things about the game that others don't, and you know, not. All the best players are great teachers, but I do think, you know, Chipper has that ability to break down the game, make this the art of hitting a little bit easier. And at the same time, he sees things, you know, from all aspects of the game, including the development. So this will give him a taste of a little bit of everything around the game. I don't know how often we'll actually see him. You know, maybe we'll see him a total of 5 or 6 weeks over the course of a season, but he'll duck in and out, and it'll be nice to have him around, and I'm sure that all these young players, you know, that are within the system will be more than willing to listen to what he has to offer.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, because, I mean, a lot of us that don't actually know Chipper personally and, like, what he does have to offer, so you think that he might want to go into coaching? Like, this might lead to that? I mean, do you think that he has a future maybe in something that's more defined and more permanent than just kind of floating around?
I think he'll get a better sense of that this year. Now, with these last few years, he just wanted to get away. You know, you travel around the country for 20 years and you know, subject your body to the daily grind. You want to have a little bit of break. On top of that, he's got some kids still in the house, and they're playing sports. He wants to be around them. He's got a ranch down there in Texas where he stays and takes people out on hunts. There's some things that I think he still likes to do and wants to be free to participate in those activities. This gives him a taste of the baseball world, and again, on a, you know, more frequent basis, maybe in the last couple of years. You know, does this mean that eventually he could become a hitting coach or move into a front office role on a permanent basis? That remains to be seen. I think this allows him just to kind of get his feet wet and see if that is something that interests him. Can he do either role? No doubt in my mind. You know, like I said, this guy sees a lot of things. He's one of those guys, you know, over the years, Al, that one guy that you just enjoy going to talk to, not only because he was going to give you the information that you knew you needed, but you were going to walk away and feel like you learned something. That's kind of how you felt with Chipper. You know, he took your question, your thought about how that story was going to develop and added to it, gave you, enriched, you know, what you were thinking and made the, you know, educated, you know, not only you but the fans about what was going on in the game or what is going on in the development of the system.
Yeah, he also blends in very well, and he seems to be pretty easygoing. He doesn't really have a lot of airs about him, so I'd imagine that players will kind of warm up to that, and he'll be successful in that. I do want to touch on the Shelby Miller deal, which at this point definitely benefits the Diamondbacks at this point in the very near future. But throughout the industry, without a doubt, everyone is lauding the Braves for making this deal and what they got in return. I would imagine that looking, I mean, obviously the Braves are in a situation now where they're rebuilding. They're trying to get the team back together and competitive by the time they move into their new ballpark or soon thereafter. And so just what they got in return, I mean, can you just maybe touch on that a little bit and what this does for the future of the Braves?
Well, like you said, the Diamondbacks, these are two teams that had, you know, two different stages of their thought process, their development. The Diamondbacks are in a win-now mode. The Braves are still in their rebuild mode. And, look, from that sense, you know, if the Diamondbacks want to take advantage of the opportunity to get a top flight arm, they certainly got one. And Shelby Miller, and you know, you pair him up with Greinke at the front of that, you know, rotation that's now relatively deep with their defense and offense. We're going to go into spring training saying they are World Series contenders. At the same time, the Braves feel like this is a deal that moves them closer to that status within the next few years. To get a Ender Inciarte, a guy who does provide some immediate benefits as their starting center fielder and leadoff hitter, they can control him for 5 years. You've got Aaron Blair, a highly regarded pitching prospect who's probably a number three or number four for many years. Everyone that has seen him, including Tuki Tusson, I had a chance to talk to him, another former D-backs first-rounder that the Braves got earlier this summer. I asked him, you know, what he thought about Aaron Blair, and he said he's the real deal. You know, he had a lot of great things to say about him, so we're looking forward to seeing him. And obviously this big prize of the deal is probably Dansby Swanson, the Atlanta native who was taken with the first overall pick in the draft. You pair Dansby Swanson up with Ozzie Albies, you know, whichever one stays at shortstop, and the other one will probably go to second base. However you look at it, however it plays out, that provides the Braves with a formidable middle or double play combo for most of the next decade. So once they move into the stadium, new stadium in 2017, I think you'll probably see Swanson there, maybe Albies soon after that. The Braves saw this as a trade that kind of provided that pivot point. It allowed them to say, hey, look, we've gone through this rebuild. There's a lot of – we've been compiling prospects, a lot of them who are a long way away. They look at this as, hey, look, they got an immediate benefit in Inciarte, Blair, who will probably be in Atlanta at some point this year, and Swanson, who is not far away. So they're starting to see some of these pieces fit together. You know, they've obviously added many pieces over the last few years, but they see this as a deal that kind of brings everything together and moves them closer to being a competitive team again. Maybe by, you know, maybe you start to see some signs of it by the end of the 2016 season, even some more improvements in 17. By 18, I think that's where this deal will really have its most significant impact.
Okay, so why do I keep seeing comments like or questions that maybe Inciarte could be on the move again?
That's because John Coppola is willing to deal with everyone. I think on Christmas morning, you know, what is it called, the white elephant? Is that what it is where you exchange gifts and all the time, you know, hey, look, I don't want this one, I want to exchange it. I think that must have been what Christmas was like, you know, in the Coppola house, because as soon as he gets a piece, he's always looking to move it, it feels like, if he can get a better return. But, I mean, I get it. You know, there are some teams that are interested in NCRK. You know, and then the Cubs being one that have shown some interest. The Indians showed some interest. I do not see a fit there with the Indians. The Braves do need a right-handed power bat. If the right deal materializes, then maybe they would try to do that, because they do have Malik Smith, another prospect who can do some of the things Inciarte does. But at the same time, hey, look, we know what Inciarte can do, or we have a good feel for what he can do based on what we've seen the last 2 years. Malik Smith is just has a couple months at the AAA level, so he's still in that uncertain prospect status. So I think there are some within the Braves organization that say, hey, look, we have moved a lot of pieces. You know, we've gained a hand that we seem to be satisfied. Let's stand pat and see what we have here with Inciarte. So while you may continue to hear his name mentioned in rumors, my guess is that he sticks in Atlanta.
Okay. Good stuff, Mark. Appreciate it. And we will catch up
all right
soon. Thank you.
Thank you.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.